What is up, beautiful people? Sunday morning chaga day for yours truly, Mr. Canada. We got Mr. UK on the other side of the world. Blessed to be here. We thank you for your time. Today is Father's Day. You are here with Mr. Rocky Balboa and Mr. Healthy Funky Free. And I want to talk about, because John and I always, always speak about how much love and admiration we have for the women in our lives, the women who bore us and raised us. Today, I want to flip the script. Because I don't think enough of us talk about the fathers out there, the single fathers, the fathers who, like in my situation, took on a woman, of you know, loved the woman, and then took on the kids with the woman, and so on and so forth. The things I think that I've probably taken for granted, maybe some of us take for granted in our day-to-day life, things that people give up for the ones they love and then for the kids. So, John, I want to talk about this. My father, for example, you know my story, you know my background. My real dad, who I'm not really at liberty to talk about. Then I have my stepfather, or who I really consider my dad because I was at such a young age. I think I was 4 when he came into my life. Me and him did not see eye to eye. You know, he had a lot of different views than me, just like my mother did. The old school immigrant way, we know this. But I stand here today, and the amount of business, financial, real estate savvy, all the, you know, union stuff I learned about growing up with this man, right? Amazing. You can't go to school and get that type of learning. And on the flip side of that, I think now at my age, I go, imagine falling in love with a woman with all my hopes, dreams, and aspirations, doing with this, John, you know, doing the music, touring, all that stuff, and going, okay, well, now I have to provide for 2 little kids or 3 little kids or a little kid, you know what I mean? Those kind of sacrifices are massive, and I don't think I ever really gave the props that were due for that. So I thank you, Father. I thank you, Dad. I thank all the men out there who step up and really try and teach our youth, because it's an invaluable thing. John, there's my ramble and my rant.
Well, please excuse me. I was not laughing at you or with you. I was laughing at the similarities in our lives. So some of you may know, some may not. I'm just going to flip over to me for a minute. Some of you may know, some may know not, that I lost my father when I was 2 years old. He was murdered, taken away from me, and therefore it was mum, my sister, and I moved to the Isle of Man, emigrated, whatever you want to call, for a new life, and it was just us. So there was no real man in my life for a long time, and I think that caused quite a few of the personality traits that I had for a long time, and indeed some of those I still have. But my mum met a man when I was young. I don't know how young. His name's Chris. Probably for 20 or 30 years I called him Chris. Part of this may have been because mum felt it was her responsibility to parent us. Chris, Dad, my father, he supported us. He enabled Mum to be able to do the parenting whilst he did his share of providing for the household. And I have never given him this credit, not to this day. We get on really well. We have a couple of mates now, but I call him for Dad. How do I do this? And he's just got this depth of knowledge of how to get things done, but he hasn't really kind of mentored me. About 10, 12 years ago, I stumbled across another man who I consider a dear friend. I was running a ski lodge for a friend, and he said, my mate is coming out. Can you look after him for me? And I met a guy called Phil, and we've been pretty best mates ever since. And he's the first person who showed me just how broken I was, which doesn't sound like a great thing to do, but it's only through his authenticity and his honesty right back then that has allowed me to build and build and build gradually from then. Otherwise, I may still be the same broken person. And likewise, He thanks me for the honesty and authenticity that I had in being friends with him, for just the guy I met, not things he'd done or places he'd been or the achievements for which lots of people had kind of looked up to him and put him on this pedestal. And he gave me some pretty genuine, you know, heart-rendering stories of where he was when I met him. So I think we can all be men in each other's lives. It doesn't require us to be 10 or 20 or 30 years older, just to be sort of genuine and authentic. So, Dad, love you. Thank you. Phil, love you. Thank you. And I do appreciate you. So, Max.
It's one thing. I think in society in general, I don't think, you know, and again, I'm not schooled in a lot of this, but I hear a lot of these stories because a lot of the people I know who have kids and are getting divorced, it's more structured to more women, and it probably should be, because there probably is a schwack ton of deadbeat dads, which sucks. But for the real men who stepped up and helped us all out to raise that next generation, I'm getting tingles talking about it, man. I can't say enough for you, because I know I wouldn't be here. I know John and I both went through our trials and tribulations and struggles, but that only made us better, stronger, bigger, badder. Like John said, it probably also broke us in a few ways. But where would we be without that? I wouldn't have half the skill sets I do now. You know, I would not have that. So I appreciate that. And for those men putting in the hours, 15, 16 hours a day to put food on the table for your daughter or your son or your twins or whatever, kudos to you. You are a real man. You're more of a man than me.
Yeah. Yeah. For making that sacrifice and putting others in front of you.
Truth.
Absolutely. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, to all the children, the sons and the wives. I'm going to say thank you.
Truth. You could be anywhere in the world, boys and girls, and you right here with us, and you damn well know we appreciate that.
Peace. Peace. And we are out.
We are out. Love you, John.
Hey, buddy. John.